Welcome to Ruby Riders, Pegging Paradise, podcast number 51 on June 17th, 2013. Surprise! I can just hear you guys over the internets. So what the hell, right? She just posted a podcast. What's going on? Not that we're complaining, but just wondering, right? Well, here's what happened. I looked at the number of the last podcast, and I realized that if I had not missed three podcasts since I began making them for you just over a year ago, I would actually be on number 53, and it would be a pretty much perfect year of podcasts. Well, I can't go back and make them happen in real time, but lately I've had so much to say that I thought I would just keep recording podcasts and kind of catch up a little to where I wanted to be if I was perfect. So, belatedly perfect, sure. I'll take that label. That sounds good. But I also wanted to give you guys a treat, too. I know that when a podcaster I love puts out another one unexpectedly, I'm just excited about it. So, hopefully you feel the same. And you know, the creative process kind of gets stalled occasionally, but when it's pumping, I will give you all I can to try and make up for it. Okay, first letter. Way cool letter from a listener. I had a noteworthy experience last night that you will enjoy knowing about. After your last episode, I decided to abstain for a week with the goal of coming hands-free. My wife is planning on pegging me this Saturday, so I started abstaining this past Sunday. Last night, Wednesday, I became incredibly hot and bothered. My wife had asked me, as part of my regular duties, to do the dishes while dolled up in a sexy pink outfit with black polka dots. I asked if I could wear a butt plug harness that she had previously bought for me while I completed my chores. I knew I was not allowed to get off, and the whole scenario kept me at a boiling hot level of arousal. I even caught myself backing up to the counters and rubbing my butt against it, moving the plug around in the process. I was like a cat in heat. When she got home from the gym, I had finished the dishes and was lying on the couch, still dolled up and wearing the harness. When she asked me how I felt, I looked her in the eyes and said, "I think I could come hands-free right now." She was not up for the necessary efforts of preparing for strap-on play, so she invited me to rub the harness on her leg, which she had extended out while lounging back in a recliner. I did as she suggested. It felt incredible. I could tell it needed lube reapplied, but all discomfort or pain from the plug subsided, and I began to feel very good. I had a pair of panties on over the harness, and as I rubbed back and forth on her leg, I could tell I was about to come. I told her that, and she replied, "Don't touch it. Focus on the pleasure coming from behind." We kissed, and I leaned forward, putting my face in the nape of her neck until I knew it was time. I rose up and came in my panties. My wife smiled at me and told me how horny it had made her. Here's the rub, puns intended. I didn't expect it, but afterward I felt very shameful that I had enjoyed the experience so much. It felt amazing, and my wife enjoyed it, yet I felt apologetic towards her that she would have to deal with having a sissy for a husband. This feeling passed with some mild mental processing, and I intend on buying her a leg harness with a vacuolock attachment in the future for a repeat performance using larger attachments. Perhaps it's just evidence of my love for her that I am at all concerned with the fact that her husband may have lost some masculinity points. I had to actively remind myself that she enjoyed the activity also, and that she is happy with my level of masculinity. Then again, maybe it's the contrast of the mental struggle, grappling with my own internal gender biases, that makes the event so hot for me. Maybe it's a little bit of both. Also, I remember having similar feelings after the first time she pegged me, and I don't feel anything but thankful after being pegged now. Maybe coming expressly from the soul stimulation of anal penetration is something I will grow to become more comfortable with in the future. Either way, I'm very thankful for having such an amazing wife and life. Thanks for all of the great work you do, Ruby. Thank you, sir, for writing in and sharing this story. You know, your story was quite erotic and it had some great visuals. I found myself thinking, send some pictures. I love pink. But the thing I want to thank you for the most in this sharing is that you're explaining and exploring that element of discomfort and shame. You know, who knows where these things come from inside us or around us or any of that. Sometimes the cause doesn't seem to be so direct or obvious. You know, like the example of someone who's raised religiously in a conservative, sex-negative family. That's very obvious, but sometimes I think it's more subtle and it has to do with those gender stereotypes and the roles that are reinforced every day all around us. We get so used to it that I think we stop thinking about it. And socially acceptable gender roles in the vast majority of the world do not allow for men to dress up in lovely, sexy pink outfits with black polka dots, wear a butt plug harness, and do the dishes, much less get fucked up the ass, right? Even though I know that didn't happen this time. I've shared other men's stories about struggling with enjoying pegging or feminization quite as much as they do, and their difficulty in reconciling that with the rest of their lives, especially when in other parts of their lives masculinity is emphasized. You know, like in the very masculine worlds, those can exist because of a profession or perhaps, I don't know, like an ethnographic emphasis on masculinity because of geography and local culture. There can be like a familial expectations, or there's other reasons as well. But the disparity between ass play and pegging and prostate orgasms and feminization and bisexual urges, and the disparity between all that and typical masculinity is profound and sometimes really difficult and really painful for you guys. So thank you for sharing that. That was very, very open and very vulnerable thing to share with us. And I checked with you beforehand and you said yes, so I appreciate that very much. I'm really glad your wife is so supportive and encouraging and that she gets turned on by what you desire, what you both desire. That's huge. And for you listeners, this is the man who gave some great hints on how to find a dominant woman who enjoys pegging through Craigslist. So this is him, and wow, it really sounds like he has found what he always wanted. So for you, Mr. Pink, with black polka dots, butt plug guy, and I say that with definite admiration, and for all of you other couples out there who challenge the norms, you know, not only by pegging, but perhaps feminization or bisexuality or BDSM or whatever it is, to all of the society who would judge you, I say a hearty fuck you. You know, let your home be your oasis and your playground where you can both be exactly who you are without worrying about what anyone is going to think. And as an aside, I mean, I know this is why you wrote, sir, here's another vote for abstaining for a while to encourage a prostate orgasm. Our Provincetown couple from a couple of podcasts ago had success with that, and now you have too, for your first hands-free orgasm, which is totally awesome. I'm going to add that to my list of hints for a hand-free orgasm is abstinence. Not in the abstinence-only sex education way, just in the not coming for a while, making you more sensitive way. And here's some more information about this. I have a few more things to say. For you women who are listening, I have to put a word in here. If you are new to this podcast, I do talk about how important it is not to out your guy. It's imperative. You know, you want intimacy, sharing, depth, openness. You need to protect those usually hidden parts of him that he chooses to reveal to you. You need to protect the knowledge of those parts with your very being. There is no talking about this stuff with the girlfriends about what happened last night unless you have already confirmed with him that that is okay with him. Because really only in this way are you going to be allowed to see inside his inner sanctum. And I'm not just talking about his ass here. You know, confidentiality, hardcore trustworthiness, and uncompromising discretion. Do it. And know that any pictures you send me, I am trustworthy. I am confidential. Be they of pink, sexy outfits, or any other color, nothing will ever be shared with anyone, ever. And if they inspire a story, I will send you a copy of that story when it is finished, because that's what I do. Oh, and last but not least, you had mentioned getting her a thigh harness with a vacuolock attachment. I don't know, I just wanted to throw out there that there are some lovely thigh harnesses with just a hole for a flare-based dildo that work really, really well. And the vacuolock harnesses, I think, are a little bit limiting in terms of the variety of different attachments that you can have. Some people are totally sold on them, but I just wanted to throw my vote out there for at least considering the ones that allow for a little bit more of change out of toys. Okay, so here's a story for you. And it's actually one of my stories. People come into your life in interesting ways. And sometimes they can't be a complete part of your life for a wide variety of reasons. And yet, sometimes the connection is so strong as to really be undeniable. I mean, it's like it doesn't just click. It clicks and thrills, or it clicks and has me putting my hand to my mouth as if, I don't know, as if to contain or receive the raw passion evoked by the connection. And this surprises me, because this connection that I have is just words on a screen. We have never met, this man and I. We've exchanged a fair amount of personal details, allowing for a level of intimacy to develop. And I think what fuels this connection the most, at least for me, is that we seem to be really hungry for the same things. For raw passion, like I mentioned, for the emotion and intimacy of role reversal, for like that hot, sweaty, hair down intensity of coming together. And we discovered this by exchanging words on a screen. Now, this connection particularly amazes me because words are my passion. I have an intense love affair with words. I have my whole life. Words are like the paramour that I seduce and I tease with a certain level of erotic tension, because I write erotica and I write all kinds of stuff. So this guy comes along, and he is able to just slide right in there as if the entire plan all along was not me and my paramour. It was really like a menage a trois, him and me and the words. And it's changing my world a little bit. It's adding a delightful element of spice to my life. As if I didn't have enough of that already, writing erotica, teaching about pegging, giving sex advice, etc. Along with being fortunate enough to have Mr. Great Kisser in my life. But this is different. This is so damn personal. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. I want to share it with you. I want to share this personal thing. It's really personal. And I want you to get a taste of what this is like, because it's amazing. Words can be so powerful. And, you know, I don't kid myself. It's all words. It's just words. Nothing more than words on a screen. We've never even talked on the phone. So I suppose that both of us can put whatever tone of voice we want to those words. We can project our favorite fantasies onto the ideas put forth. And consequently, it can feel like the connection is far, far deeper than it really is. You know, perhaps that's the magic of words sometimes, is that freedom to personalize it any way you want. It can make it that much more intense. But all I know is that these words have thrilled me. They have given me a little help getting through masturbation month of May. And now they give me inspiration for stories and fantasies and masturbation and more. So I believe that inspiration is a fragile thing sometimes. I'm not going to doubt it, the validity of it, the realness of it. I'm just going to ride it. I am going to ride it for as long of a hot, sweaty, lustful ride as I can, reveling in this coming together that this man and I have and the words between us and all around us. So with that intro, here are some of our emails. I posted them on my blog, and I pretty much immediately got a request on Facebook to turn them into an MP3 format. So I said yes, and I wrote this introduction, and here I am. So without further ado, I'm going to read you what I posted as an intro, as well as the emails, and this you can find on my blog. Words on a screen are just that, words on a screen, unless they are more. Unless they are composed just for you, to inspire, to thrill, and to touch you deeply. We do that for each other, Z and I. It's addicting, those late-night messages full of wanting and lust that speak straight to desires and longing and wantonness. Best sexy pen pal ever. Thought I'd share a bit of this with you all, 'cause I'm like that. And 'cause he likes seeing his words on my website. The description, torrid emails, is very apt here. How many among us are able to claim such exquisitely hot and tawdry conversational delights? I feel so lucky. Z thrills me with his words, and Mr. Great Kisser offers up his body for my pleasure on a regular basis. Right now, life is pretty fucking good. Our story begins when I mentioned that I'd been thinking about him while getting off, and he wanted details. He writes, "Well, now I have a question. What did your thoughts wander towards? What about me were you thinking about? You can't say I came to mind in the throes of passion and not give me an inkling as to why or in what regard." She writes, "I have a recurring fantasy of fucking you and you being completely vulnerable, opening to me completely, taking me deep inside you while we're kissing, and then you coming hard and loud. So hard it messes with your sense of being a man, and you need to go to the shooting range the next day." He writes, "Oh man, if I had a bucket list for sex experiences, what you described would be at the top. The only thing I could even think of adding is this. I would love, right before I left for the range, if I was told very sternly, I could not go unless I wore your panties. Having a constant reminder while I'm trying to scrape back some sense of my manhood, that it wasn't just taken completely from me, but I crumbled in your hand so much I willingly gave it all away to you, and even when I try and reclaim it, I couldn't even start without thinking of you buried so deep inside me that you penetrated the very core of what makes me a man. I'd just like to say that what I love about your emails is that it's plainly visible you don't write a single one mindlessly. You put thought and effort into everything you type. That's why it is so damn intimate all the time." She writes, "Hope you had a good sleep. Glad you enjoyed my fantasy and that it spoke to your sexual bucket list. So this is why it is hard to resist writing you, because you have an uncanny ability to say the one thing that in my world would definitely make it hotter. The panties to the shooting range. Oh man. And then to put it in the words that you did. Wow. Maybe this is why we're supposed to have a connection. You are my muse. Because I most definitely want to put that into a story, the panties in the shooting range. Damn. You are such a delicious distraction. Damn you." He writes, "I'm glad you liked the addition to your fantasy. It was my first thought after reading it. I sat there with a raging heart on thinking, I bet even the range wouldn't help because she would have forced me to wear her panties. I have never been too much into size. I usually prefer smaller things because they're easier and still get the trick done. But all day today after reading that post, it left me with this desire to be filled. I wanted it big, deep, and intimate. I want to sit down in your lap, in your favorite position, being stretched open, eyes wide open, and locked in an embrace with you, to go from just holding tight to kissing passionately, to sweaty fucking and grinding and back again, all within a few minutes. And when I can't take it anymore, I want to wrap you up in my arms, enveloping you, grabbing you by your hair to hold you closer. Then have load after load of my cum spray in between both of our bare, sweaty chests. My mouth would be right next to your ear, and every one of my curses, pants, and moans would be magnified loudly in your ear. After, I would just sit there, head resting on your shoulder, panting. And when it came time to slide off you, I would lightly bite your shoulder to prepare myself. That's what I'm going to think of when I'm playing later. Fuck. She writes, okay, I just totally got off on that with a long, rolling orgasm that kept going and going. I came faster than usual with that visual in my head. Thank you very much. We think a lot alike. Enjoy. He writes, you and me both. So let me ask you this. When you're not taking ass and kicking names, what's your favorite thing to do in bed? What do you enjoy a man doing for you? She writes, I think I have read your erotic paragraph about wanting a larger toy about 8 times now, and the thrill I get from it has not diminished. Those words are so sexually and emotionally evocative. Wow. G-spot is what I crave. It turns me into a puddle of happiness. You hold me in your arms with 2 fingers inside me, stroking my G-spot, while you kiss me deeply through my moans. Feel me spasm around your fingers, squirt, and tremble. And when my G-spot is satisfied, I'll want you to move on top of me, between my legs, and fuck me slowly and deeply with focus and intensity, staying into the hilt and just thrusting while we kiss even more. There's a spot that type of movement touches that feels just as good as my G-spot. I'll be grabbing your hair and my legs will be wrapped around you, pulling you into me. You can relax into the act because I am not a fragile woman and I love the feel of a man lying on top of me and fucking me. I'll tell you when you can come and delight in the feel of your cock pulsating inside me when you do. That's my current favorite. He writes, what you like. Super fucking hot. I am now conflicted because I don't know which I would want more with you. I was talking to my buddy about going to the range. I'll be damned if I didn't start to get horny while talking about it. I can hardly clean my guns now without thinking of you stroking your cock in the corner of the room watching me work on them. And that's where the emails end for now. I hope you enjoyed them. Stay tuned for the possibly continuing email adventures of Z and Ruby. No promises, but when life overflows with thrills, you can be sure I will share a few of them with you. Announcements. Please go to offbeater.com and support the Dildology Project. Give as generously as you can and do it before June 22nd. That's the deadline. And again, for anybody who's new to this podcast, if you go and you give $25 or $50 donation, either one, you can come back to my website and get a top-of-the-line story membership, which gives you every single story that's in my archives, which I think is around 32 now. It also gives you audio recordings of some of those, and it gives you a story a month for a year That's the I Want It All membership. You get one of those, and I will give you $25 back if you have donated at least $25 to the Dildology Project. So go for it if that tempts you. And by the way, I just posted a story not too long ago, and Z actually wrote a sequel to it, and I thought it was pretty damn good. And so I edited it and put it up, and it's gotten some good responses. So there's something else to tempt you. My second announcement is another deadline, and it's coming sooner. If you have any interest in attending CatalystCon West, it's going to be happening in Woodland Hills, which is in the LA area, California. And there's only 3 days left to get the early bird prices, just until the 20th. All you need to do is go to catalystcon.com, and it's all right there. You can either sign up for just Saturday or Sunday for the whole weekend, including Friday night. Come and watch the ass panel that I will be moderating. I hope to see you there. And I say this every time that I speak in public. If you know me and you hear this podcast, and you want to come and see me in public and see me speak, please, hugs are free. Come and ask for a hug anytime. I say that, and I have yet to be taken up on it. So, all right, all you brave people out there, be the first. Be the first. All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_writer. You can like me on my Facebook page. Subscribe to my blog if you like. My podcast is available on iTunes and also available directly for a download right on my blog at peggingparadise.com. And if you do download it from iTunes, I ask that you take a little bit of time and rate my podcast and write me a review. I would be most appreciative. Please send your questions and your stories and your comments and anything you like to ruby@peggingparadise.com, like pictures of beautiful pink sexy outfits. Send those too. You can also send them by clicking the right Ruby links at the upper right corner of every page on my blog. Thank you so very much for downloading and listening. Happy pegging.